We also visited Glacier Point, which has breathtaking views of Yosemite Valley and all the mountains around it. What I can't forget is the fresh air. The smell. It was so clean. Everything was just so great. And I was really surprised when I saw some people way up high on the cliffs. They were actually climbing. They looked so small to me. Someone told me that it would actually take them more than a couple of days to get to the top. What I liked best about Yosemite National Park was the size of it and the natural beauty. I had never, ever seen a park that big and so, well, untouched. At least it seemed that way to me. Since I grew up in Japan, I had never imagined there
Page 116. Listening Comprehension. Exercise A. Listen for main ideas. Read the questions and listen to Kenji Ozaki describe a memorable trip he once took. Then answer the questions.
About 2 years ago, I went to the United States on vacation with friends. We drove everywhere, about 190 miles east from San Francisco to Yosemite National Park. I'd say it took about 6 hours to get there. Yosemite National Park was huge. I mean, really huge. I was so excited to be there surrounded by those beautiful mountains, with so many things to see. In Yosemite Valley, there were these super high cliffs and spectacular waterfalls. There's this one spot called the Mariposa Grove. It's an ancient forest with literally hundreds of giant sequoias. The sequoia's one of the biggest and most extraordinary trees there is.